This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. As Congress debates how to respond to the nation's current economic uncertainty, regulating the predatory lending practices that contributed mightily to those woes has scarcely been mentioned. And that bothers Kimberly Jones, because it avoids focusing on the root causes of the current crisis.
It's predatory lending practices and greed, and a willingness to look the other way so long as the money was coming in. But now that that has clearly stopped, the finger-pointing has begun.
Jones is a policy advocate for the California Reinvestment Coalition, a Bay Area nonprofit that works for low-income communities to have equal access to banking and other financial services. And she is distressed and angered by what she sees as recent attempts to place the blame for the mortgage meltdown on the people who have been most directly hurt by it.
A subprime borrower has nothing to do with what happened at Lehman Brothers or at Merrill Lynch when these mortgage-backed securities were developed, when that whole system was put into place. Those individuals didn't have anything to do with that.
But they are feeling the effects, Jones notes, and fully a quarter of all residential foreclosures nationwide are happening in California, including many here in Sonoma County.
One in every 139 housing units in Sonoma County has received a notice of foreclosure. Either a notice of default or a notice of foreclosure, they have become a part of this process. Not as awful as it is in, say, Stockton, but still, one out of every 139 housing units, that's a lot of people who are in danger of losing their homes.
But they're not getting any help from Washington, Jones says. The enormous bailout bill that the House of Representatives voted on yesterday would have given billions to bankers without requiring any measures to help homeowners renegotiate their loans and avoid foreclosure.
I would think that $350 billion would give you the right to say you need to modify these loans and have that pretty much be the end of the discussion. But that's not the case. Even after they reworked this bill and went back and forth, the individual homeowners still are not adequately protected.
The California Reinvestment Coalition, or CRC, will continue to press for such protections as a new bill is drafted, Jones says. They will also argue for a key change to the nation's bankruptcy laws.
In bankruptcy, you can protect a second home or your boat or your car, but not your primary residence.
Jones notes, however, that it's not only up to Congress to address predatory lending practices. California can and should take action, too, and the state legislature did. But that bill was vetoed by Governor Schwarzenegger last Friday.
It was not a perfect bill, but it was a step in the right direction in terms of things like prepayment penalties, yield spread premiums, where pretty much the worse the product, the higher the commission there was for the broker, which is why a lot of people ended up in these predatory products, because it was more profitable for the mortgage broker.
CRC has produced a 9-minute video that examines the root causes of the foreclosure crisis now sweeping California. You can see it on the North Bay Report webpage at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.